Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online at WILLAG.org. Now, here's state climatologist from the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute, Jim Angel.
April was cooler and wetter than average. The statewide temperature for April was 51.9 degrees. That's 0.7 degrees below average and the sixth month in a row to be cooler than average. The statewide average precipitation for April in Illinois was 5.1 inches, and that's 1.3 inches above average. In fact, this is the wettest month for Illinois since June of 2013. While southern Illinois received the most rain, some parts of north-central Illinois were slightly below average. Soil temperatures at the 4-inch level range from the upper 40s in far northern Illinois to the 50s across the rest of the state and even into the low 60s in far southern Illinois. Soil moisture looks good around the state, but there are some concerns about the subsoil moisture, especially in western Illinois. The National Weather Service forecasts indicate that highs on Saturday across Illinois will range from the mid-60s in the north to the mid-70s in the south. On Sunday and Monday, the highs will range from the upper 50s in the north to the low 80s in the south. From Tuesday through Thursday, the highs will be in the 70s in the north and in the 80s in the south. Overnight lows during this time should be in the 40s and 50s with very little chance of frost. Very little precipitation is expected in the coming week. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
More numbers from the CME Group in Chicago. Nearby May corn this week had a high of $5.16, the low at $4.92. The settlement price down 13 cents from the previous Friday's close at $4.94. The May on the monthly finished 12 cents higher, by the way, for the month of April. December contract was up 11 cents in April. It settled 12 and a quarter cents lower this week at $4.94. Soybeans in the May contract, $15.73 for the high, the low at $14.65, a settlement price at $14.80 on the weekly trade, down 7 1/4 cents. The monthly trade up 66 3/4 in the lead option beans. The harvest month, November, $12.22.5, finished 17 1/4 lower on the weekly, but up 59 1/2 cents for the month of April. May bean meal at $4.91.20 was up 60. May bean oil at $41.29 on the week, down $1.63. Soft red winter wheat, $7.16 for the high for the week, or settlement for the week, up 7 3/4. It was up 20 cents on the monthly chart. And the hard red at $8.21 3/4 finished 42 1/4 cents higher. June live cattle at $138.05 finished $1.27.5 higher than last Friday. The May feeders gapped higher for the week, finishing at $183.50, up $3.50. And the June lean hogs on the week down $2.30 at $122.22.5. And that's a look at the weekly trade at the CME Group in Chicago. This, of course, is Illinois Public Media.